An Israeli airstrike in Gaza has left at least one Palestinian dead. The killing happened in the south of the Gaza Strip. Israel has stepped up its ground and air strikes on the besieged coastal strip. On Saturday night, a string of air raids targeted several cities in Gaza. One of the strikes left four Palestinians wounded, including a toddler. Well, to tell us a little bit more on that, I'm joined by our man, Ashraf Shannon, who's standing by in the Gaza Strip. Ashraf, tell us what's been happening.
Yes, Arash. About this evening, Israeli forces made a brief incursion east of Gaza City, where fighters from the Islamic Jihad's military wing, the Al-Quds Brigades, confronted them. Immediately, Israeli airplanes were deployed in the area and fired a number of rockets at the Palestinian fighters, killing one. The two more are hospitalized. One of them is in critical condition.
And do we know why these attacks are happening every once in a while?
Well, I've spoken to analysts here in Gaza, and some of them say that the Israeli forces are taking chance now that the world media is preoccupied with the awakening or the uprisings, the revolutions in the Arab world, and Israel is taking advantage of that to attack the Gaza Strip and make escalation against its people.
And Ashraf, one more thing that I'm always very interested to ask you, especially, is about the living conditions that you guys have there in the Gaza Strip. Tell us what's been happening on that front.
Well, the Gaza Strip still struggles with the continuous power outages. There's lack of heating and cooking gas. Economists and experts expect the coming weeks that things will only get worse, as Israel has decided to shut down permanently one of the two commercial crossings into the Gaza Strip. We already have shortages in many things and many basic supplies. With the closure of that crossing, that will only mean more pressure on the people of Gaza.
Okay, many thanks to Ashraf Shannon in Gaza himself.